This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Ah, yes. It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the big stories, the charts for the week of June 19th to the 23rd, with His Eminence Michael Harrison. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all things talk. I am Doug Steffen. Some people say I'm all talk and no action. Michael, you can be the judge of that.
Well, you're a lot of action. I mean, you're almost an android. I can't believe how much action you are able to generate. So that's not true. You're all talk and action.
All right, good. Thank you. That's good. So Michael's going to get into the act of going through the list of stories and people this week, which is the job of those who are working as minions with him.
Minions? I have elves.
Yeah, I have elves.
Yeah. I'm the minion. Let me tell you, if it wasn't for those elves, I couldn't be here on a program like this, right, being called His Eminence.
All right, so one of the things we're going to do after we go through the list is talk. We may spend most of the hour talking about the value of chocolate and how it will help your life. If you haven't got enough chocolate in your life, that could be the focus of. Or we could actually talk about some of the stories and some of the people involved in what's going on in this fascinating world of talk radio. But first, though, let's get to the lists, the stories.
All right, let's do it.
And the people, Michael.
Here we go. At number 10, we have the Derek Carr contract and Major League Baseball action. Derek Carr is a quarterback and was just signed to a lot of money to the Oakland, soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders, and it's very interesting. We have Megyn Kelly and Alex Jones, their interview last weekend at number 9. We have
number 8. Not very interesting. Derek Carr thinks interesting. This is.
I find the Kelly Jones story extremely interesting, but for none of the reasons that we hear people talking about it. At number 8.
With you in a moment.
Okay, Otto Warmbier's death at number 8, the Flint Airport stabbing at 7. At number 6, Trump's immigrant welfare ban. At 5, U.S.-Russia military tensions and Syria strikes. At number 4, the big Georgia House race that had the nation's attention. At number 3, the GOP health care plan, which has the nation's attention. At number 2, the Russian election hacking testimony. And at number 1, the importance of chocolate. No, at number 1, the Trump-Russia investigation. And the people on the survey, the aforementioned quarterback Derek Carr at 10, number 9, Megyn Kelly and Alex Jones, Steve Scalise at number 8, number 7, Karen Handel, at number 6, Mitch McConnell, at number 5, Paul Ryan, number 4, Vladimir Putin, number 3, Robert Mueller, James Comey is 2, and Donald Trump is number 1. And that's basically a snapshot of the most talked about topics and people on news talk stations, such as the one our listeners are listening to now.
Okay. So I come to you frequently because I consider you an expert in sports, certain sports especially. You are a big football fan. So would you please give us the benefit of your expertise when it comes to understanding or evaluating this $25 million a year deal for Derek Carr and why that is so important, why that has captured the fantasies, if you will, of people who are observing. This is a football, according to some, is dying because of all of the focus on how bad it is for you, yada, yada. I don't think anybody's told the sponsors or the teams that
football, yet. Football's big business, and the quarterback position is extremely important. If you don't have a good quarterback.
How's this guy compare to Tom Brady?
Well, this guy is a guy who's starting in his career. He's a new up-and-coming young star, and Tom Brady is every play that Tom Brady performs is, you know.
What kind of money is Brady making?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah,
but
okay.
He's not making as much as many. One of the things that makes Tom Brady stand out is that he specifically took less money so that the rest of the money that the team is allowed by the rules of the league to spend on personnel could be spread around to bring in good people around him.
Wow.
What a statement.
I didn't know that. Really?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the reasons why, you know, all of these, you know, knocks against Brady. are offset by many things about him that are quite fine. And he's got pretty good character. That's my opinion. I mean, obviously, we can get into a whole do you like Tom Brady or not, which is just as much of a divide as do you like Trump or not.
Mm-hmm.
But
Is it really interesting?
Well, there's a lot of jealousy.
And he likes Trump too. There, you makes it even more.
I don't think Tom Brady thinks about politics. I think Tom Brady likes Trump because he knows Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people out there because you see, it's interesting. We're shifting gears here, but this is important.
Yep.
Trump has been such a media exhibitionist and such a social butterfly for so many years that a lot of people in sports and movies and show business, in media and radio, know him personally over the years as an active guy that always showed up and would be on their shows and be at their parties. I mean, for God's sakes, the guy even participated in professional wrestling promotions.
Anything for PR.
Right. So there are a lot of people out there who are high-profile personalities that know him. They don't necessarily know him as a president or a politician or a wonk or a guy with policy. They just know him as a guy. And let's face it, when you know somebody, you know, hey, why not have your friend be the president?
Yeah. Makes it to know him is to love him, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah, and that's the issue with a lot of these people that are pro Trump. They're pro the guy they know.
Yep.
You know, and I find it funny. There are a lot of people out there, names won't be mentioned, who go around saying that they're very close with Trump. And back before he was even running for president, yeah, they knew Trump, but they used to say terrible things about him.
Right.
Yeah, that son of a gun owes me a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know,
right. Uh-huh.
Now, you know, he's wonderful. Access to power is very intoxicating.
Can we back up just for a little bit and go back, not necessarily to football, but to baseball? If you're going through talkers, a lot of people, when I tell you about talkers and where to find the information, Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, there are stories there that attract people. It is the Bible of the talk radio industry, and it's inside. But some of this stuff is fascinating, and I give it a little bit more time on the air because I think people find, especially if you're focused on this format, you like the information that sort of circulates under the surface about what motivates us to do what we do or how these stations do. And the indication, once again this year, for a lot of major talk stations that are carrying baseball, the implications for their ratings are stupendous. Whether you're in a city like Kansas City or you're in New York or Los Angeles, the number of people, especially at night, who want to listen to baseball games on the radio, it is really compelling information, Michael, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. Having a baseball franchise play-by-play is valuable, unless you're really stuck with a dog team and in a town that doesn't care
really
about sports.
But are there really any dog teams anymore?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
really?
There are. Yeah,
like, what would be an example of a dog team?
I don't know. It changes much. I don't want to say, you know.
Okay.
I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to cast a negative light on people that are struggling to do well. If I were a sports talk show host, I would not be a nasty one.
Mm-hmm.
They stink. Nah.
Which brings us around to, again, the human condition. Why do you have to be nasty to be? Some people think that's the way to be successful is being nasty.
That's part of the doctrine now in media. Mm-hmm. Is to be edgy, to be snarky, to be nasty. Nice is out. Haven't you noticed that?
Yeah, no.
You think a song like Feeling Groovy, the 59th Street Bridge song, could possibly be a hit today?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
with me and you, it might be, but other than
I'm just saying songs about niceness, you know, family movies, inspirational stuff. It's looked down upon as being fake, saccharine, you know, not authentic. This is a pendulum thing. This swings over the years. There have been many times in history where nasty is in and nice is out, and then it goes the opposite way.
Joe Pyne, ladies and gentlemen, there's an example of a guy that was fake nasty, though. And do you think
so?
A lot of this sports stuff are the things that are that pass for being nasty is fake? It's put on.
It might become pathological where it starts that way, but it actually becomes real. Many people in a competitive industry believe that it is morally okay to do what it takes to win when everybody else is doing it too. So nastiness can in fact become a virtue within the culture of any industry or any scene. It's very funny how that works. It's only with the passage of time and changing mood and changing principles that we look back and we go, oh my gosh, look at what they did. Look at how they conducted themselves. Or even yourself go, I can't believe I did that. And then all of a sudden, that which made you cool suddenly historically makes you, you know, an ogre. That's why history always judges things differently than the contemporary observers do, especially with politics.
So that's why we'll think well of George Bush in 100 years.
Anything's possible. Hey, another.
Or Barack Obama, as far as that's going to give the equal time to the other side.
I mean, back in the days of the vaunted founding fathers, who we talk about almost as if they live on Mount Olympus, they were rascals and hated by large segments of the population.
Well, they were bad guys. Polk and some of those characters whose names you don't even remember.
Well, Polk wasn't a founding father. He was just a
no, but I'm just talking about presidents. If you go along the list of presidents as well, the founding fathers were slave owners. And not, yeah, there's a lot of questions.
They were also drunkards.
Yeah.
I mean, most of them during the signing of the creation of the Declaration of Independence were drinking beer the whole time, from morning till night. Beer was a way of hydrating yourself.
Craft beers, especially, the ones they made in their bathtubs, big time.
Oh, gosh. Because they very seldom took baths.
Right.
I mean, these guys smelled bad.
Yeah. Well, smelled like beer.
Boy, you know, it must have been a stinky, filthy world before plumbing and electricity.
Mm-hmm.
A dark, dank, smelly world.
Come with us back to the sterling days of yesteryear. All right. Well, back to the actual stories, or at least some of them anyway. The value of Megyn Kelly and Alex Jones up next from Michael Harrison's perspective. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 18 past the hour in this week's Talk Radio Review.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. Results may vary.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 half the hour now, and this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the hot hits. We've gone through the list and the people, and we'll repeat that a couple of times, but there are things that are going on as an ancillary impact of some of the things that are on this list, like Megyn Kelly and Alex Jones, that interview that aired last Sunday night on NBC. That show is on at the same time 60 Minutes is on. Poor man's show. I don't even know what they're trying to do, other than Megyn Kelly trying to make a name for herself. What's the value of all of this sort of thing?
What's the value of it? Ratings, yeah. And revenue. that's the value. What does it all mean? I mean, look, the show was beaten handily in the ratings by a rerun of 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
And 60 Minutes was beaten handily in the ratings by a rerun of America's Funniest Home Videos.
That's where everybody's preference is.
So
and then Alex Jones and Megyn Kelly could have been on America's Funniest Videos.
Home Videos, and yeah. Then they would have had more ratings.
Right.
They could have recorded it years ago and rerun it. They would have been even better.
Yeah. But,
look, I think Megyn Kelly is the real deal. I think that she's got beauty. I think she's got brains. And she has something else that starts with a B that I won't use on the radio.
Really?
She's really good. I think that she looked like the paragon of coolness, and he looked like a sweaty guy. They made him look bad. They made him look bad, and he helped that happen. He was sweating and nervous.
But isn't that part of what we're talking about here? They can edit these things, ask questions, twist and turn it around.
Yeah.
So if you want to make, like the pictures that you see of Donald Trump in the media that doesn't like him, and the pictures you used to see of Mrs. Clinton on Newsmax, for example. It's the same stuff.
Yeah.
They find the worst pictures and they put them on.
Yeah. I mean, so, and Alex Jones is savvy enough to know that would have happened. What it comes down to is this. Alex Jones is not big enough to get NBC Sunday night type of ratings that the networks expect. Megyn Kelly should not be blamed for anything having to do with this, because if Barbara Walters were young and at the peak of her skills, she wouldn't have gotten any more ratings than Megyn Kelly did. We don't live in an era where there's a general American public anymore. Alex Jones,
itches.
It's Alex Jones is gigantic within his niche. Megyn Kelly is a superstar within the niche of the kind of people that like news talk television. But basically, most of the country doesn't know who Megyn Kelly is, doesn't know who Alex Jones is, and knows what America's Funniest Home Videos happens to be. And 60 Minutes is a brand that has been, you know, just, you know, ingrained in the American psyche for so many decades that people that don't walk around thinking, oh, Megyn Kelly's talking to Alex Jones, that alt-right guy that is friendly with Trump and talked about, you know, pizza ping pong, cosmic, you know, give me a break. The term mainstream media is so out of, it's so obsolete, and we still talk about it. It's all mainstream media, but it ain't the same stream that we grew up with. We grew up with a very narrow river that ran deep, if you're going to make the stream analogy, and you could run an ocean liner through it, and those networks were ocean liners. Now, it's a wide marsh. It runs five, six, seven times wider than that old river that we called the mainstream media, but it's shallow. You cannot put ocean liners on it. It's all little specialty vehicles. It's like the Everglades flying around, if I may continue the analogy. And within that context, Alex Jones is gigantic. Megyn Kelly is gigantic. But the suits in NBC are not going to have big, gigantic, you know, American people, the public type of ratings. They don't exist. The closest thing we have to Milton Berle today is Donald Trump. And the only mainstream media broadcast of everything is the Super Bowl. That's it. The rest is niche.
There you go. The analysis as we continue another half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show coming right up.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 18th through July 4th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Sunny Veranda, summer never looked better. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Before you hear this, or this, or even this, before you turn a key, step on the gas, and let it rip, before you get up and out and on the road, you have to be fueled by something. Make sure that something is Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
With Quicken Loans, our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
My husband says, "You are what you eat." Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex, and wow! You've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Radio Countdown, and I'm Michael Harrison, joining Doug Steffen here, and we're looking back at the most talked about stories and people of the week of June 19th through the 23rd here in the year of 2017. And among the top topics, we have, you know, sports with Derek Carr's contract at number 10 with Major League Baseball action, all the way up to the Trump-Russia investigation at number 1.
And, super.
And just a little reiterating there, Doug, and
yes.
I guess here we are, back in action.
Yes, we are. Thank you very much. You could be the host and the guest. I do that often. Ask the questions and answer them.
I was covering there. Did it sound?
Yes.
Do you think the people were
perfect
to realizing you weren't there?
That I wasn't back yet? Yes. I think you did a fine job. It's Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And Doug Steffen with a review, not only of the list, but of things that are going on. I was thinking as I walked back into the studio about the mentality of people who do this for a living now. A lot of the folks who are our brethren take this so seriously, take themselves so seriously, and so there's a lot of angst amongst some who were not invited to the White House for next week's Hold Their Feet to the Fire broadcast. I guess about 60 right of center hosts have been asked. I don't know how that list. Where, do you know where that list came from, or who got invited and why?
That's an annual event put on by the Federation for American Immigration Reform. It's called FAIR.
Yeah.
I've been to just about all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I find it to be a free speech festival.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are right of center. There are some moderates and lefties there that are weighing in on the opportunity to talk to all the guests. It takes place in a hotel. Somewhere between 40 and 60 hosts join there. My phone's ringing. Hang on.
Yes, it is. All right, the host.
Okay, it's Trump. I don't have time.
Real rare. Is that Donald Trump?
Yeah,
I can put him on the air. We would have had a good time with him.
You never know what he's going to say.
Yeah.
This year it's really big because there's so much. They have about 60, which is the most they've had, and they talk about immigration reform.
I thought they were going to the White House as part of this. Did I misunderstand that?
I don't know. Maybe what's happened is the White House has invited. This is a maybe. I don't know about this.
Mm-hmm.
This is outside my realm of knowledge. The White House might have invited some of them. You have some high-profile hosts coming into Washington. So maybe the White House, as a way of tipping its hat to those who have been supportive of the president. And you know they do that sometimes. They give you a little tour of the White House. Maybe you get to say hello to the president or the press secretary or the janitor or somebody. And maybe that's going on, and some people are upset they weren't invited. But I wasn't invited, and I don't even know
about
it. I don't know. Well, you're not even going.
Yes, right.
But this fair event is not a matter of only being invited. They're very, very open, and they put out the word. They have X number of spots. And it's open to people in talk radio, and and all you have to do is sign up. I mean, if you wanted to go, you know they would have a table for you.
Oh, I did go. I like Bob very much. Bob Dane's guy that runs it. He's a great guy, and I am very happy to have the focus on illegal immigration because I think it's an important thing for us to fix. And Trump certainly has had the corner on that from the perspective of what a president might do about it. But I don't do a lot of that stuff in general on my daily program, and so but I'm very sympathetic to their point of view, frankly, on immigration. And so it'll be sort of an interesting fest. While we're in this pew, let's talk about Laura Ingraham, who in December was among those speculated to be number one for the job of press secretary. And then it was obvious that that isn't where some of the advisors, Pence, had a lot to do with who got these jobs at first. And now the people are falling out for whatever the reason. I got a kick out of Steve Bannon saying that Sean Spicer doesn't want to be in front of the cameras anymore because he's fat. Bannon saying that is the old pot in the kettle. So anyway, there is a lot of speculation, as you know, about Laura Ingraham this time around and whether she would take that job. Do you hear that she may? And is it a wise choice for her and a wise choice for the president?
Well, obviously she may. Anything could happen. Obviously it's become a prime time daytime television spot for anybody who wants to be seen and heard.
Advance their careers, yes.
I mean it's big time exposure. It doesn't pay as much as Ingraham probably makes with
her radios,
her radio career, although I'm not sure, you know, how much she makes, but
she probably does okay. Yeah.
I think that this is just the way I interpret it. I could be wrong. But I think Laura Ingraham loves being the primary candidate, the
mm-hmm.
person considered who doesn't necessarily take the job. I think she's better off having her name thrown around as somebody that is being considered for the job but doesn't necessarily want it. Because she doesn't seem to have the right personality to put up with the kind of crap that comes with that job.
Putting it very nicely.
Because you take crap from your boss and you take crap from the people you're talking to. Mm-hmm. As much as I detest some of the stuff that Spicer does, I feel sorry for him because he's basically on a mission from hell.
Yeah. Gotta do whatever the boss says and trying to come up with excuses the boss hasn't come up with for doing whatever the boss does.
When have we ever seen a president that says that his communications department can't keep up with his thinking?
There you go.
That's the reason that
pretty
there's a disconnect.
Says it all.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine if you're working for somebody and you're out there on a mission and they don't support you at all? It's tough. I can't see her in that job, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, be interesting. Stranger things have happened. All right, so let's again, as this is a focus on talk radio issues and personalities. There's a whole kerfuffle, and this here's another one. For the books when it comes to self-PR. Somebody that nobody knew of before, a guy worked on a fairly small station in Pennsylvania on the weekends, has been forced out because he was ordered not to talk poorly about the president and so he got fired. Nobody ever heard of this guy before. Now he's all over the place, and it's good for his career. He's got a job at some radio station, don't you think?
I'm not sure, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
The story is not accurate.
Ah.
It's a rock station.
Yeah, it's a music station, right?
It's a music station.
Right.
So they don't want him talking about any president. They don't want him talking politics. They want him to play Led Zeppelin. Shut up.
Why doesn't he go get a job as a talk host someplace then?
I don't know. I don't even know the guy. As you said, he's a low-profile guy on a rock station.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how many guys are fired from rock stations for talking too much?
Me? I got fired, didn't you?
Right. I mean, it's shut up and play the records.
Right. It was a little more emphatic with me. It was shut the blank up and play the records.
Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the shutting down his opinion.
Right. But that's the way it plays. He's played the story.
It plays that way, right. But, we had to deal with it. We had to deal with it at Talkers.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, our editorial staff pointed out to me when I said, oh, look, there's another freedom of speech issue. They go, no, it's a rock station. The guy is talking too much.
Yeah, that's where I got the story from Talkers, obviously. You can get all the stories from the entire week, the world of talk radio, up close and far out, in a manner of speaking, at talkers.com. All right, so I just dropped that. What's up with up close and far out this week?
We're talking to a really brilliant fellow named John Mullen, who's the head of the radio department at Hofstra University, talking about millennials, what the nature of young people, and who wants to go into radio and television these days, and what are their prospects. It's very interesting at upcloseandfarout.com.
What other prospects? Give us a tease.
Well, there's a lot of opportunity out there if you know how to do the technology and you define yourself by what aspect of the new industry.
Well,
it's not radio versus television versus film versus magazines anymore. It's, are you in marketing? Are you in programming? Are you in management? Or are you in technology?
Technology. That's it. Understand technology. Use it. You can get a job anywhere. But you won't get a lot of money, perhaps, as you get started, but you'll have the tools to... That's what these people need. They need people who have the tools. Michael Harrison has the tools, 44 past the hour, on the Talk Radio Review. The folks at Wave Home Solutions. Michael, will you go to dryair123.com and do what I've asked everybody else who's been on any of my programs this week. Look at the information, fill it out, so that they can have an indication of what your needs may be at your home. You have a dehumidifier in your home? Do you have
no?
You don't have a dehumidifier. Do you have damp, musty basement problems at your house?
No. Doug, my basement is moldy. Yeah, my basement looks like the final set in every Arnold Schwarzenegger movie when they're running across catwalks.
Really?
And mung on the wall.
My
God. And steam coming out of the pipes. A large cauldron of molten lead melting down that you could fall into.
All right, so if you don't want to have a basement like Michael does in his home... then perhaps you ought to go to dryair123.com, or you can call them at 888-997-WAVE and get the story behind the story of the real dehumidifier. This is not really a dehumidifier. This is a moisture control unit. Sounds like politically, it's different, right? Between a dehumidifier and a moisture control unit. Come on. You know the difference. The old dehumidifiers used a lot of electricity. This thing doesn't. The old ones, you had to dump out buckets of water. You don't have to do that with this WAVE machine. It's computerized, and it's guaranteed to expel radon, toxins, other pollutants. Sounds like listening to some of our radio friends. Radon gases on the air. Toxins in your ear. Pollutants in your brain. Anyway, the serious side of this is if you want to control the moisture and the indoor air quality in your home, this is the only route to travel. This is the way, the WAVE moisture control unit. Go to dryair123.com. Look around at all the information on how you can have a drier, cleaner home and breathing better, living healthier. Fill out the little informational. It's like $4. Take you 2 seconds to do it. And they'll call you and say, here's what we can do for you. If maybe it worked, maybe it won't. So if you want to fill out the card, dryair123.com, or you call them and speak to an operator directly, 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
All right, 48 past the hour. A couple of more moments here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The stabbing at the Flint airport and the coverage, I was just saying to you off the air, can we get some new names on here? Because we've got Putin and Ryan and McConnell and Mueller and Comey and give it a rest. Let's find some new people. The guy who stabbed the police officer in Flint, you wouldn't be able to pronounce his name anyway. But isn't it really, that's the number 7 story on the countdown this week. The way these stories are pieced together and how we can talk about them after the fact. What we now know about this guy came in from Canada, trying to get a gun, is obviously a Muslim, and he knifes the police officer for no good reason that anybody can come up with in the airport. And so then you try to weave a story around it, and most of the time the people that weave the story just go right back to the same thing. Muslim, terrorist, and I don't know that that serves the audience well, or does it? Is that what the audience wants to hear?
I don't know. It depends on how true what they're saying is. If it is truly a terrorist, a guy that came here to he was influenced by ISIS or whatever, then that's a story of one nature. It could just be some whack job. I mean, you know, there's a lot of copycat crime in all areas, and there are lone terrorists out there that don't represent anybody but themselves. And they should be explained and separated in terms of what it means, and that would serve the audience well. But sometimes people on the front line in media are not equipped to do that.
Yeah, sometimes is the key word there. Always you can count on Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine to do a great job as we review the hot hits in talk radio on The Countdown Show.
Finding the right software to run your business can feel as intimidating as starting a business in the first place. It can be done, but you need the right resources. Stop wasting time on free trials that go nowhere. Get advice from people who've been there on Capterra.com. Capterra helps you find the software solution for your business needs. It's an easy-to-use website with over 400 categories of software to choose from. Whether you need help with project management, customer service, or email marketing, Capterra is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And here's the best part. Using Capterra is absolutely free. There's no obligation. You don't even need to register. It's a free resource that will help you make the right software decision. Every month, millions of people use Capterra to find their business software. Join them in running a better business by visiting Capterra.com today. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
In other words, the great American stories, the conversation about the great American stories. We continue in that vein now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a college professor of law at Bentley University. He is a leading expert on the legal side of scams and identity theft, has written books about it called Identity Theft Alerts, one of them. He's also someone that I say this from time to time, I've thrown curveballs at him, and he always strikes the ball and hits it out of the park. I can't stump this guy. I'm not that I want to try. It just is interesting. I can ask you anything, and you have an answer. Sort of the old Larry Glick school of...
Exactly.
Right. I give you an answer. May not be the right one, but it's a good snappy one. Anyway...
As the broadcaster.
Steve and I sort of grew up on listening to him on Nighttime at WBZ. What a character. All right. Speaking of characters, there's an illegal Hispanic who lives in Texas who this week was granted a name change. His name, I'm trying to remember, and I haven't got it at the tip of my tongue, but it's like Alejandro Ruggiero or something like that. So he changes his name to Trump. Legally, he's now Trump. His mother and father came from Mexico illegally. They now have green cards. He was not born in this country. He was born there and then brought back here. And I'm not clear as to whether he really is legal or not. But he wanted to change his name because he admires Donald Trump and think he's doing the right thing about immigration reform. So, I mean, you can chuckle about it, but bringing it around to what you can do legally when you change your name, just for the heck of it, as a lawyer, what does that involve? What do you have to do, and how much of a hassle is it?
You know,
know, the interesting thing is that it's not much of a hassle at all to change your name legally. You have a common law right to use whatever name you wish, so long as it is not for fraudulent purposes. You don't even have to go to court to have this done. People will go to court because dealing with the bureaucracy, if you go to the Registry of Motor Vehicles and you say, I'm exercising my common law right to change my name and use whatever I want, and you'll be there forever. But there have been various attorney generals' opinion indicating that you can just choose whatever you want. But that being said, most people who will do this, unless they're just changing it, say, upon getting married, they will go to court, and so long as it's shown that it's not for a criminal purpose or for fraud, they are granted. And there have been some wonderful stories, although there was one where the request was turned down, and probably not properly turned down. It was a guy who was a department store Santa in Ohio. He wanted to change his name to Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And the judge was, said, you know, you're just a fine man, a wonderful man, a caring man, but you're a mortal man, and I am not going to be the judge responsible for someday the children of Ohio waking up and seeing a headline, Santa Claus is dead. Mm-hmm. So there have been a lot of interesting name changes, to say the least.
All right. Number six on the countdown this week is the focus on the immigrant welfare ban. What does that legally entail, and how can it be enforced?
Well, it's, you know, this one really brought a smile to my face. The idea that if you are an immigrant, you cannot apply for or receive welfare or other benefits for 5 years. As a matter of fact, it's kind of such a good idea. It's been on the books since 1996. That is the law already. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I admire, the president said he's going to get this thing going, and his time machine is working. Yeah, I mean, it shows how many people really don't know, and maybe even institutions that aren't following laws that are already on the books.
Otto Warmbier, college student, dies when he comes home. Who knows what happened to him?
Yeah.
Recourse for the family. Can you sue a country, another country, as a, like in this circumstance, a family?
We've had incidents of this, and there have been civil lawsuits that have been brought, not so much against countries as much as, say, terrorist groups. You can get judgments, and theoretically, it could be possible for them to get a lawsuit and to have that lawsuit heard, and then actually you go against North Korean assets. The chances of being successful in this and actually getting something are probably pretty slim. But it would not be necessarily a bad idea as a first step to find out what happened.
Yeah. Well, it would be nice to know what in fact happened one way or another. Derek Carr makes a lot of money. He's got a good lawyer probably, right?
He does, but in the NFL, you only get your bonus guaranteed.
Ah, that's an interesting reality, isn't it, huh? There he is, the man in the know when it comes to the law, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.